Well, we come to that point in the summer where you might have mixed emotions at these end days of summer. Looking back at the summer itself, you might have mixed emotions about what you accomplished, what you didn't do, where you went, where you didn't go, the fun you had or didn't have. Or considering at this time in the summer what is to come, for many, it is the beginning of a school year around the corner, which for some of you students is a cause of joy, for others a cause of not joy. We can say the same for parents as your children go back to school. Well, St. Thomas Aquinas and Pope Francis actually as well makes this important distinction or helpful distinction between joy and delight. He says that delight is an experience of the senses, something external. So I might have delight based on what I taste, or I see, or touch, or hear. Delight could come from reflecting on the past or imagining the future. But delight is generally something external, and maybe something that comes and goes. But joy, on the other hand, is something more profound. St. Thomas says that joy is something that comes from the intellect and the will. Might have joy as the result of our prayer or maybe doing something good for someone. And my hope would be that especially in our faith, we would be founded more on joy than on delight. Don't get me wrong, both are good, but could our foundation be joy more than delight? When we consider Elijah going into the cave this morning and the Lord is going to pass by and he doesn't see the Lord, doesn't hear the Lord, doesn't experience the Lord in the wind, in the earthquake, in the fire, but in that whispering sound, he experiences the Lord. Even in the midst of the violent storms that are going on around him, how could you possibly have delight? But he has joy because he knows that the Lord is present. Some of you know that experience all too well. So when parents get up for their crying baby at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's maybe not a lot of delight to experience. Fixing a bottle, changing a diaper. But there's great joy when you look down on the face of your child returning to sleep. Delight and joy. And even in the experience of our faith, sometimes as someone comes off a powerful retreat, you know, an Acts retreat retreat they were a part of, or maybe coming into a youth group or a new year in school, might be excited about things they tasted or touched or saw or heard. But our challenge is to allow that faith to be something deeper than that, something that doesn't just pass, but that remains, more than delight, but joy. You know, one of the greatest tasks we have as a church is to help our young people to discern their vocation and then to have the courage to follow it. You know, every vocation comes with its difficulties, no matter what that is. There will be wind and fire and earthquakes. And that's because every vocation is a vocation to imitate and follow Jesus. And imitating and following Jesus always means the cross. But the call of the Lord is a quiet call. And the key to knowing what the Lord is telling us is the ability to discern the difference between external delights and internal joy.